We were holding by the kinyan, the ninth kinyan of Tahara. Now, one of the ways we came to Tahara is specifically through Tahara. And we discussed yesterday the black hole of Tumah, how a person gets led down the path and gets stuck there inevitably for a very, very long time. And we discussed at a deeper level how that in order to love Torah, which is Emes, there has to be a sinas hasheker. That's one idea. Today, I want to take a different aspect of Tahara. The idea of Taharas HaMachshava. Taharas HaMachshava. In the Sefer Das Chochma Musar, from Berucham Levavitz, the Mashkech Lemir, so he explains at length how a person who's learning Torah is extremely different, fundamentally different than somebody who's learning in university. Let me explain. Once upon a time, not that many years ago, there was a newspaper in Princeton University that was describing the philosophy and ethics professor, and describing the virtues and how great and wonderful this philosophy and ethics professor in Princeton University was. He had been there for many, many years. He was promoted to be the head of the department in an extremely prestigious university in America, one of the most well-recognized, most well-acclaimed universities in the entire world. And he was the head of the philosophy and ethics department in Princeton. The story leaked that this man was having an affair with one of his students, obviously against university policy, obviously one of the quote-unquote cardinal sins of being a university professor. He was having an affair with one of his students. And he was called in to the chancellor of Princeton University's office to have a sit-down discussion as to what is going on. And the chancellor calls in this professor, the ethics and philosophy professor, the head of the ethics department. And he calls him in and he says, "How are you? You have been accused, as we all know, of the following act." He said, had it just been one of the professors on staff, it would have raised my eyes a little bit. It would have piqued my interest slightly. But in all honesty, I would have just dismissed them and said, not everyone's perfect. I would have just dismissed them and said they can't no longer fulfill the responsibilities. But maybe it was a mistake. It was a misjudgment. So, but you are the head of the ethics department. Your entire life, your entire writing, everything you've been researching and doing for the past 30 plus years has been ethics related. You're renowned in the world as one of the expert ethicists. How could you be the one, asked the chancellor, how could you be the one to make an unethical violation? How could you be the one to do something so immoral? And the philosophy professor and ethics professor respond on the spot without batting an eyelash, without thinking a moment. And he says to the chancellor of Princeton University, he said, when is the last time that you asked the math professor to be a triangle. In other words, the ethics professor was explaining that when it comes to university, when it comes to a fortress of learning, there's that which occurs in the library, there's that which occurs in the classroom, and then there's that which occurs outside. And they are completely disassociated and separate one from the other. You could have somebody whose entire life's mission, his entire life's endeavor, is in order to write the best, the pinnacle of all ethical textbooks out there. But yet, the man in his private life, when he leaves the walls of his classroom, when he leaves his office behind, becomes an immoral, unethical individual. Just like the mathematics professor is never asked to be a triangle, so too the ethics professor is never asked to be ethical. Explains Rabbi Rucham Levovitz, there's a fundamental distinction between Torah and Chochmos Acheres. When it comes to learning in university, you could pursue the greatest learning endeavors out there. You could become the greatest ethicist and the greatest mathematician. But it's irrelevant and irrespective of a person's essence of who they are. As long as they're devoted, as long as they're committed, as long as they have the energy, then they can accomplish. And they will become a greater, more knowledgeable, more well-acclaimed, more well-renowned individual. Says Rabbi Rucham, Torah doesn't work that way. Torah is not like that. Torah isn't just an intellectual pursuit. Torah isn't just walk into the Beis Medrash, acquire knowledge, get more information. Says Rabbi Rucham, if you want to be a Baal Torah, a Ben Torah, you want to be somebody who Torah becomes part and parcel of who you are, you need to live a life of Torah. You have to have Toichoi Kebara, where your inner essence reflects the outer appearance of the individual as well. The pasuk says, in Tehillim, Yiras Hashem Tehira Oimedes La'ad. As long as there is Yiras Hashem, which is Tehira, it will last forever. As long as there is Yiras Hashem in a situation of Tahara, it can endure and it can remain. And the Gemara and Yuma darshins on this pasuk, Zeh Haloime Tehira. B'tahara. This is somebody who learns Torah with Tahara. Rashi explains B'tahara b'li hirur aveira. In other words, the Torah demands of the person to have purity of thoughts, purity of mind, in order to have a limud Torah that can endure and can remain. It demands of the person to protect himself, to remain in a level of kedusha, in order that he can have a siyata d'shmaya for atzlocha and learning. Because without kedusha, he won't have that siyata d'shmaya at all. Ad kan divrei Rabbi Rucham Levovitz. Tahara is not just. It's not just an external, secondary means connected somehow tangentially to Torah. No. If you want Torah, if you want to be a Ben Torah with Torah Imedes La'ad, it has to be with a complete demand and a complete pursuit of Nikiyus Hadas and Nikiyus and Tiras and Machshav. How do we accomplish this? It's a very high level, it's very difficult. How does one reach there, reach that level? In the Maise, it's befamish in the Mesilas Yisharim. Ramatis Yo Solomon points out to the Mesilas Yisharim, Perek Hey, that tells us, based on the Gemara Kedusha, Baraita Yisharim, Baraita Yisharim, Tavlin, that the only way to overcome Machshavos Zarois Verois, Machshavos Aveiros, the only mechanism to accomplish anything is through Torah. In other words, Limud HaTorah, when somebody completely gives over themselves to Limud HaTorah, they have the capability of quote-unquote brainwashing themselves, of purifying their thoughts and purifying their minds in a way that they can actually accomplish Torah and it can remain with them. Not only is Torah the information, Torah is also the prescription to rectify the problem. Says the Mesilas Yisharim, imagine somebody, chas v'chalila, has a very, very bad machlok, gets sick in a very bad way. And if he goes to the appropriate doctors, they will prescribe to him the appropriate medication that will enable him to overcome his sickness and get better. The refuah is yadua, it's known in the world already. All he has to do is to ask the appropriate people and then follow the prescription. Says the Mesilas Yisharim, alternatively, the man can go to somebody who thinks he understands what's going on, who believes he has some rational reason of how to rectify the problem, how to fix, how to cure the disease. But he has no experience. He has no license. He's never done it before. But the man, intellectually, it makes sense that this is the way to fix the problem. And based on his thoughts, the man reaches in his bag of tricks and he pulls out a rabbit's foot and he waves it over his head. Says the Mesilas Yisharim, called Bardas, every individual has a little bit of seichel, will realize, will understand that if you want to fix the disease, you go to the doctor. Just because there's a wise individual who lives next door who thinks he understands the problem and might have a cure, doesn't convince me enough to risk my life and go to him. Says the Ramchal, the Torah told us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands the way machalos work. He understands the way a human psyche functions. And he says that if a person has machshavos rois, if a person has machshavos tumois, you want to rectify the problem, barasi le'Torah tavli. The prescription is through Limud HaTorah. Don't think you can outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think logically, well, if I go on a internet diet, if I go on a, you know, eat only vegan foods, I'll no longer come to a trick. Hashem said you have a problem. You have a taiva for aveira. You have machshava yisrais. You know how to fix the problem. Barasi lo teira tav. The prescription is only through teira. That is the mechanism, that is the means of accomplishing. So, we have a very difficult predicament. On the one hand, we have machshavos rois, and we want the Torah to remain, we want our limud to endure. And yiras Hashem tohoira, that's loyme Torah b'tahara, that's what made this la'ad. So I need to have Torah to have my learning endure. Says the Matzio Solomon, But at the end of the day, how do we get to that tahara? It all starts with the limud Torah. It all starts with the giving over ourselves to our Torah, to focusing on our Torah, to pursuing our Torah, to making an essential part of our life that Talmud Torah. It shouldn't just be something I do here and there. It shouldn't just be a pursuit when I'm in the Beis Medrash, but not when I'm outside. No. Barasi le Yetzirah, you want to rectify the Yetzirah, barasi le Torah tav. Make sure you're always involved in it. Make sure you have a kasha, make sure you have a thought. Make sure there's some Torah tavlin always available and accessible. Just like a person who has a headache, he runs to take the Tylenol, so too the person who has machshavas rois runs to pick up his chumash, runs to pick up his gemara, runs to pick up his mishnah berurah. Ad kan divreinu for today.